Title: Low Fidelity Chord Smears for Transitions Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most useful transition tools in drum and bass, the Low Fidelity Chord Smear. This is that washed out, degraded chord cloud that makes your tune feel like it's melting from one section into the next. Think tape haze, old liquid intros, jungle atmosphere, or modern rollers that feel glued together without sounding like a generic riser. The goal today is simple. Start with a chord that has a clear identity, then destroy it on purpose in a controlled way. And we'll do it mostly with Ableton stock devices, so you can reuse this in every project. By the end, you'll have three flavors. First, a tape smear pad for that warbly, hissy bloom into the drop. Second, a reverb-free smear for those stop-down moments where the air gets held in place. Third, a resampled audio smear where you print it and get darker, more controllable results. Let's go step by step. Step 0, make a source chord that's DNB friendly. Create a new MIDI track and name it Chord Source. Load wave eatable or analog. Keep the patch simple. A saw or a sine plus saw blend works great. If you want, add a little unison, but don't go huge yet, because we're going to widen and blur later. Now write a chord that actually works in DNB. Minor 7, minor 9, sus 2, sus 4, those all smear beautifully. Here's a strong example. In F minor, play FM 9. That's F, AB, C, IB, and G. Teacher tip, hold the chord. Smears love sustained notes. Give it 1 to 2 bars at minimum. If you're only triggering little stabs, the effects will sound like echoes and reverb, not a continuous smear ribbon. Before we start destroying it, do one quick chord identity move so it survives the blur. Drop an EQ 8 at the very start of the chain. High pass around 150 to 250 HE. If it starts sounding like wet cardboard, do a small dip around 250 to 450. And if it gets too veiled once the reverb hits later, you can do a tiny shelf lift somewhere around 3 to 7 KHE. Subtle. You're not mastering, you're just making sure the chord reads after chaos. Also, gain staging. This matters a lot with long reverb and feedback delays, because the level can creep up over 8 or 16 bars and suddenly your transition is way louder than you thought. So place a utility before everything else, right after that EQ8, and trim the input down by 6 to 12 dB. You can always bring it back later. This makes your automation feel predictable and stops your reverb from slowly eating the mix. Now step 1. Build the tape smear pad chain. After your pre-utility, add chorus ensemble. If your version has ensemble mode, try that, otherwise classic is fine. Set the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.5 Hz. Depth around 25 to 45%. Mix around 30 to 50. If there's a width parameter, push it to maybe 120 to 160%. The goal here isn't wow chorus. It's motion. Micro movement before the blur so the smear feels alive instead of static. Next, add Redux. This is your lo-fi grit and aliasing layer. Set down simple somewhere like 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. And keep the dry slash wet light to medium. Maybe 15 to 35%. Teacher note, the art of Redux is using just enough to rough up the edges without killing pitch clarity. If your chord turns into a video game explosion, back it off. Next, add echo. This is where we start to drag time. Put it in repitch mode if you want more tape-like behavior, or tone if you want it a bit cleaner. You sync timing like 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 35 to 60%. Use the built-in filters. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 9 KHZ. Add a bit of modulation, like 2 to 6%. Keep stereo around 80 to 120. And set dry slash wet around 20 to 40. What you're listening for is that rhythmic repetition starting to dissolve into a blur, like the chord is being pulled into itself. Now add hybrid reverb. This is your main smear engine. Choose hall. Keep shimmer off. We want gritty and believable, not cinematic angel choir. Put decay around 6 to 14 seconds. Size 80 to 120%. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 Khz. Dry slash wet around 35 to 60. This is the big glue. This is the device that turns effects on a chord into a transition atmosphere. Next, add auto filter. Use LP24. Set an initial cutoff somewhere like 1 to 3 Khz. Add a bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB. No envelope needed for now. This is your transition handle. You're going to make it feel like underwater to open air right before the drop. Finally, add a utility at the end. Turn on bass mono, somewhere like 120 to 200 Hz. Set width tastefully, 120 to 160 if it's behaving. and trim gain so it sits behind drums, not on top of them. Quick reality check. If the smear is loud enough to feel like a lead sound, it's probably too loud. In D&B, this is usually the atmosphere that sells the moment, not the main headline. Step 2. Automate it like a real D&B transition. Set your project around 170 to 175 BPM and create an 8-bar pre-drop section to test. You're going to automate a few key parameters from bar 1 to bar 8. First, auto filter cutoff. Start around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. End around 8 to 14 kHz. The trick is it should feel closed and mysterious early, then open up right near impact. Second, hybrid reverb dry slash wet. Start around 35 to 45%, end around 55 to 70%, so the space blooms as the drop approaches. Third, echo feedback. Start 35 to 45, end 55 to 65, that increases density. Fourth, redux dry slash wet. Start 10 to 20%, end 25 to 40, more chew as you get closer. Now, here's an arrangement move that makes this actually slap. Hard mute the smear on the drop transient, right on the first kick or the main snare hit. Cut it. That contrast is what makes the drop feel clean and violent. Or if you want a more liquid vibe, let it tail for one bar after the drop, but filter it down fast and pull the volume down so it doesn't haze your drums. Extra safety net, sidechain. Even if you do the hard cut, the last bar can still mask your kick and snare. Put a compressor after the reverb. Enable sidechain and feed it from your kick and snare group. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction on hits. Now your smear can be big and still behave. Also mono check the transition, not just the drop. A smear can feel massive in stereo and then vanish when summed. Quick test. Put another utility at the end. Map width to something you can audition and check it at 0% width during the build. If it disappears, reduce chorus or unison width and use more mid-range saturation instead of stereo trickery. Step 3. The reverb-free smear. This one is for those classic one-beat stop-downs, where everything feels like it gets sucked into a void. Duplicate your track and name it Chord Smear Freeze. Trip the chain down so it's basically hybrid reverb into auto filter into utility. Set hybrid reverb decay high, like 15 to 30 seconds. Dry slash wet at 100%. Fully wet, pre-delay 0 to 15 milliseconds, low cut 250 to 500 Hz, high cut 6 to 9 kHz. If you're using the classic reverb device, you can literally hit freeze. If you're on hybrid reverb, you can emulate it, crank decay super high, then once it catches, automate the track volume or the device input down to 0 so the reverb tail keeps ringing without new input. Automation idea. One bar before the drop, hit the chord and let it bloom. In the last half beat, close the low-pass filter down to around 800 Hz. On the drop, cut the track completely. This creates that vacuum moment. And in drum and bass, that negative space is often more effective than adding more noise. Step 4. Resample to auto for darker, more controlled smears. This is where the smear stops feeling like a synth with effects and starts feeling like a piece of texture you can sculpt like a sample. Option A. Create a new audio track called Smear Print. Set audio from to your smear track post effects. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars of your automated smear. Option B. Freeze and flatten the MIDI track. Now that it's audio, set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 80 to 200 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 30. This is a big moment. Texture warp can turn a chord into a true time smear, like it's being stretched through fabric. Add erosion. Mode noise. Frequency 2 to 6 kHz. Amount 0.5 to 2.5. Keep it subtle. This adds dusty air and makes it feel recorded, not generated. Add saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Trim the output. Now you've got density. And finally, auto filter again for sweeps and transition shaping. D&B placement tip. Printed smears layer perfectly under an uplifter or over a drum fill because you can fade them precisely around transient moments. Audio gives you confidence. You can see where it's too loud. You can fade it. You can slice it. You can reverse it. It becomes arrangement material, not just an effect. Now step 5, make it reusable with a rack. Select the smear devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Map macros so you can perform transitions. Macro 1. Open. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2. Wash. Map to reverb dry slash wet. Macro 3. Drag. Map to echo feedback. Macro 4. Wobble. Map to chorus rate or amount. Macro 5. Crush. Map to redux dry slash wet. Macro 6. Width safe. Map to utility width. maybe with a little gain trim so Y doesn't equal louder. Now you can literally ride the macros during an 8 or 16 bar build, and record automation like an instrument. A few common mistakes to avoid as you work. If there's too much low end in the smear, it will fight your rolling bass and kick. High pass the reverb, use low cut and hybrid reverb, and keep bass mono. If you overwiden, the smear can vanish in mono or pull focus away from your snare. Keep width tasteful and check mono. If your smear feels static, it's because there is no automation curve. Always automate cutoff, wetness, and often level. And here's a pro perception trick. Increase density while slightly pulling volume down 1 to 3 dB. It feels bigger without actually getting louder. If the drop impact feels hazy, your smear is stepping on the transient. Hard cut at the drop, or filter down and dip volume for the first half bar. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the basic system is working. Reverse catch smear. Print your smear to Audino, reverse the clip, add a shorter reverb like 2 to 5 seconds, freeze and flatten, then reverse back. You get an inhale swell that feels like the room is being pulled into the drop. Rhythmic smear that still steps. After the reverb, add auto pan. Amount 100%, square shape, rate 1/8 or 1/16, phase at 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo gating. Then sweep a low pass into the drop. This keeps forward motion, especially for rollers. Key-locked pitch drift. On printed audio, use clip envelopes and two-step transposition moves, like 0 to minus 1 to minus 2 semitones over the last two bars. Add a tiny fade-out at the cut so it doesn't click. This gives that ominous descent without sounding like random detune. And don't underestimate micro-texture. A quiet vinyl or noise layer, bandpassed from 2 to 9 kHz, a short room reverb, lightly sidechained to drums. Blend it under the smear, and suddenly the transition has air movement even when the chord is filtered dark. Let's lock this in with a quick practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. Make an 8-bar build into a 16-bar drop. In the last 8 bars before the drop, write one sustained chord, like FM9 or GM9. Build the take smear pad chain and automate filter opening, reverb wet increasing, and redux wet increasing slightly. Then print it to audio. Warp it in texture mode. Add subtle erosion. On the final beat before the drop, do a hard cut to silence for an 1/8 to 1/4 note. Then let the drop hit. And to the most important check, does the smear mask your snare crack? If the snare feels less sharp, you need more filtering, more sidechain, or a cleaner cut. Your deliverable for yourself is an A and B test, with smear versus without smear. This audio version is shortened for playback.